based off of what the Colts brought in the offseason to help with the pass rush, how much of a need is that for the Colts heading into the draft?
Well, I think it's still a need because I think Sheard, I like him a lot, so I'm not going to requalify that. But I do think he's a little bit of a situational guy. I think used properly, you can get some sacks out of him like Belichick did. But he's not just going to line up like a Mathis, you know, for 10 years on the right side and give you 20 sacks. Okay, don't overestimate that. So you can't find enough rushers. The problem is when you go into the second tier. Here's when you go into the red area players. Okay, you go red area players, and here's the guys you're talking about. We've already been through those blues. Now we're talking about some defensive end type guys and edge guys. You got McKinley, who has great speed out of UCLA, who would be their 15th. He got a little bit of a shoulder issue. He's a little bit undersized at 6'2", 249, but he has like a 34-inch wingspan. So, I mean, he has, arm length. He got tremendous wingspan, tremendous speed. He was a class track kid in California coming out of high school. I've talked to guys that have, you know, had him in the 4.5s in the off season, in the pro workouts. He's a rush guy. I like the Harris kid out of Missouri. I don't know. I'm probably a little bit higher on him than everybody else. He's a 37-inch vertical jump, which is great twitch. I mean, when you have a defensive end, he's in the 4.7s. He's not in the 4.6s. So that's a little bit of a head, but I probably like him right there. And then you've got a couple guys that are really good players. Barnett out of Tennessee is going to be around there in that cluster. He's going to be in that top 20, top 22. And he's a great player. If you look at him on tape, you will say this is a guy that may be better than Garrett. And the problem is when you rate these guys and then you have to project them, and every player from the first player in the draft to the 400th guy that you're evaluating is a projection from Saturday to Sunday. And the only problem with Barrett is his film overplays his athletic ability. He runs about a 4.88 40. He did run a 4.37 short shuttle, which is pretty doggone good for that size. And so he's a little bit of a tough evaluation. You know, I guess when in doubt, you always take production. But I've been around long enough to know that, you know, one of the key reasons a guy doesn't make it to the next step can be that the game speeds up for him. You know, and then you got a guy like Taco Charlton, you know, who's really a good guy, a lot like Justin Smith, who played so long with the Bengals out of Michigan, good big five technique. So, you know, that's kind of what you're looking at. You know, you got guys like Willis from Kansas State. I mean, there's guys out there. Got a couple second-tier kids that I like. I love Basham out of Ohio U, who was the mid-am. You know, anybody's a Ball State fan, they know this kid's a, you know, terrific player at that level. Rivers out of Youngstown, same kind of deal, played in the Missouri Valley. But, you know, those are guys that aren't going to go in the first round, but look for them on Sunday. So, yeah, I mean, first of all, if you can get a good edge rusher, you're always going to do it. But, you know, you got to be careful because, at 15, you know, I think you'll get a defender. McCaffrey will be the only, I think he'll be the only option that you might have to clear through. But at 15, you got to take the value player. You can't, I mean, if Conley's a much better corner than those second-tier edge guys, then you got to take Conley.
All right, Rick, if the Colts don't pick an edge rusher in the first round, will there be any elite ones left on day two, or will the run on those guys on Thursday night be pretty high?
There won't be an elite one. There'll be a guy that, you know, there may be a guy that all of a sudden surprises everybody. That happens. I mean, it happens all the way through the draft. But, just remember, every round that you go down in, you know, your chances of a game-changing player exponentially go down. I've never been a trade-back guy. I understand it. I understand totally, and I've done it. I've traded up. I've traded back in my 35 drafts. I mean, I've done it. And, you know, but at some point, a bunch of draft picks don't matter. What you have to get is quality players. And what the Colts have to get is impact players. He's fortified. He's done a good job of fortifying, like I say, the roster at really more in the middle. I mean, he's gotten a lot better players, I think, to compete. Even the guys like Spence, you know, that are certainly better, you know, than this roster has been. But for you to be a contender, I mean, we have to get impact players. And the more you trade back, you know, the less impact you get. I was really down on that move in the second round last year. I mean, and I'm not saying that after the fact. You were there that night. I couldn't believe it, because every time you go back, you pass a good one.